Wimberley Texan football is on the air. The Sun Radio Sports Network is your Friday night home for Wimberley Texan football. Don't miss a minute of the action this season. Follow the Texans every Friday night right here on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and on the Sun Radio app. All part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson will call all the action. Kickoff is coming up, but first, it's the pregame show. Now, here's the voice of Texan football, Mike Blackwell.
Hi, friends. We are coming to you live from Texan Stadium in Wimberley, where tonight, just like last week, a pair of unbeaten teams will do battle. It's the 5-0 Wimberley Texans hosting the 5-0 Bernie Greyhounds. I'm Mike Blackwell. Going to be another fun night for you tonight as Doug Warren's team has its final tune-up before district play begins next week with Bandera. Before we start talking about football, of course, let's go ahead and give our sponsors a high five right out of the chute. Our title sponsor, as always, for Wimberley football this year is Seton Medical Center Hayes. We also want to say thanks to Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and Wimberley, Springwater, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, Five Star ER, Chang's Hapkido Academy, Stevens and Malone, and State Farm agent Byron Eccles in Wimberley. Thanks to all of you guys. We had a thrilling game for you on a rainy night last Friday night in Fredericksburg when the Texans came away with a walk-off 37-34 win in overtime. Tonight's game has a lot of promise as well. Mike Dormady's team, Bernie team, rolling at 5-0, and they've got an offense that's going to be fun to watch. They will put the ball in the air, to say the very least. Their quarterback, Brooks Klutz, is averaging 250 passing yards a game and has already thrown 16 touchdowns in addition to rushing for 207 yards and three scores. He's kind of a mirror image of JoJo Weeks on the other side of the field. They've also got a talented set of running backs in Curtis Michalik and Ryan Hart, and a receiver in Douglas Hodo, who has already caught 8 touchdown passes. The Greyhounds will clearly be a challenge for the Texans tonight. Wimberley on the other side of the field. Wimberley has a team that showed more than a little resilience last week, that's for sure. Texans had to come from a 2-touchdown fourth quarter deficit to force the overtime and then win the game on an 11-yard Moss Carruthers touchdown run. Texans have shown clearly that they have the it factor every team needs to make a deep playoff run, and that certainly remains the expectation for the Texans. Remember, you can catch our broadcast all over the place. We're live on KOWO 104.1 FM, of course, but you can also get us at WimberleyRadio.org or the Sun Radio app. Just download the app and put your earbuds in and put us in your pocket and hang with us every Friday night. We are thrilled that you have joined us worldwide on the Sun Radio Sports Network. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with more of our pregame show and Jared Robinson after this brief timeout. You are listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson here with you on a gorgeous Central Texas night, mid to upper 70s. It's going to drop down even lower than that before this ball game is over. Just absolutely perfect. Weather should not be a factor. A slight breeze blowing from our right to left, but it is ever so slight. And again, it should not be a factor. Jared Robinson, we should have another good one tonight. But it's going to have a hard time living up to last week. Last week, I'm still kind of fired up about that. Last week, that walk-off touchdown that Wimberley scored in overtime. But tonight, Wimberley is going to have to forget about last week because the Bernie Greyhounds look like they're pretty good.
Yeah, on paper, it looks like it's going to be a great game. I mean, if you're coming off of the high of last week, like you said, with Fredericksburg, you're obviously pumped up. You're ready to go. You're back at home after a two-game road trip. So we're back here in the Wimberley Stadium confines. I like that word, confines.
That's right.
But no, it's definitely looked like it's going to be a great game. Bernie is always a challenge. Big school, a lot of kids to choose from. You and I looked at the stats earlier. Quarterback, very, very similar to JoJo. They're going to air it out a little bit. Three receivers with touchdowns, eight touchdowns, 5-3. So could be an interesting game. Anytime you go up against a team that's almost like yours, I always look for the score to be a little bit less than what's given out there.
Right.
I think they're averaging, 33, and we're averaging about 40 points a game. I look for both teams to be a little less than that because you're playing a scout team that's basically your offense.
Right, exactly.
And so I look for it to be probably a little less scoring than that. I'm hoping that Wimberley will separate itself, like you and I talked about in the fourth quarter, a little bit maybe deeper in some of those skill position
right.
places than Bernie, and maybe that'll make the difference for us tonight. But no doubt they're going to bring some energy in it, being back in front of the home crowd.
Well, and I'll say this, and my Bernie friends don't get upset at me, but looking at this on paper, yes, both of these teams are 5-0, but I think even the Bernie folks would admit that Bernie has not played as tough a schedule as Wimberley at all. Flip that over, Wimberley, the last couple of weeks, they've played primarily run-oriented football teams, and tonight they're going to have to switch gears because Bernie can do both. I mean, they can run and throw. They've got three folks on their offensive side of the football that have rushed for more than 200 yards. And so, to say the very least, they are quite capable of passing it or throwing it, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And that's fairly equal. Bernie's got more of the two and three running back situation, whereas with Wimberley, we've predominantly seen Moss Carruthers. I do expect to see a little bit more of Guy Kipperas tonight just for – you know, Moss had a little bit of an illness this week, so I look to see Guy a little bit more. With that being said, I do still think Moss is going to get the bell cow. I think he's going to be the share of the backfield, and that young man's strong, and he's ready to play here in front of the home crowd. But it's going to be interesting. I got to tell you that you're exactly right. The secondary is going to have to step up tonight like they have not had to before against the passing game. Klutz has got a great arm, averaging 284 game or 247.
Both teams' captains are at midfield for the coin toss for Wimberley, JoJo Weeks, and I believe that's Matt Mitchell out there, and Colin Kincaid are the three captains. They meet at midfield. Wimberley with their navy blue helmets, navy blue tops, and gray sort of camouflagey pants, and Bernie on the other side of the field, purple helmets, white tops, and purple pants.
And Colin is one of the surprises. I hate to say that. I know his dad very well, but a sophomore starting on the offensive line had to come in. A young man got injured on that right hand side. Colin, a big boy, as you can sit here and look, he's taller really than Mitchell and JoJo, and that's a that's saying something. But as a true sophomore coming in and actually starting on the varsity team, that's a young man that we look for a lot of things to come in the future. Wimberly's produced offensive linemen all the way back to Buck Burnett. Now you have Ian Burnett, and I look forward to the offensive line tonight. I think they're going to be able to do some damage and open some holes for Moss.
Bernie has won the toss. They have elected to receive. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have the opening kickoff after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberly Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there. And by Five Star ER. Five Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it Five Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5StarER.com.